Sinasock Native Corporation announced its annual dividend late last month, $6.20 a share for nearly 3,000 shareholders and an extra $500 for each of the 450 elders with a stake in the business. CEO Richard Strutt says the total payout comes to about $1.5 million.
We had a great year. It's up considerably more than 2014. Most business units are doing it above plan.
That includes one of Sitnasock's most profitable operations, a fabric manufacturer in Puerto Rico, which Strutt says has shielded the corporation from Alaska's struggling economy. Bonanza Fuel has also rebounded after a tough 2014, while the corporation's title companies and real estate investments have held strong.
Developed one property, which is a charter school in Anchorage called Ripley Shul, which is a school within an Anchorage school district. We actually built the building, now we sit back, and we completed that last year. It's about a $12 million school.
But with Alaska's real estate market softening, Strutt says Sitnasock may see less revenue from those operations in the next fiscal year. He also says the corporation's 7J money, which comes from natural resource revenues distributed by larger regional corporations, may be, quote, adversely affected in 2016. While Sitnasock is forecasting next year's profits to be, quote, slightly down from this year's strong showing, Strutt says the corporation still expects to do well enough to continue providing the extra dividend for elders, a bonus that was announced for just the fourth time this year.
The corporation hit on this idea of just kind of helping elders, give them a little bit of extra benefit. It's not large. $500 is going to make or break them, but it's kind of a nice gesture to show how much we really do care about them.
And Strutt says Sitnasock is looking to do more.
The corporation is doing well, and it wants to do more in Nome, benefit people in the Nome community, which is our base.
The corporation had hoped to play a role in the proposed expansion of Nome's port, which has a projected price tag of $210 million. But in October, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced it was putting the project on hold for 12 months. In light of the challenging economy and the decision by Royal Dutch Shell to indefinitely suspend its plans to drill for Arctic oil. Still, for Sitnasock, the proposed port expansion is
a place where we want to be a real big presence. Nome is probably still the right place for the port to help with the Arctic development. It may not be with oil, but I think it's going to continue to open up more and more, and I think Nome is going to be front and center in that development.
Strutt says Sitnasock will look to get involved if that development goes forward. In the meantime, he says 2015 dividend checks were mailed last week, so shareholders can expect them soon if they haven't arrived already.